It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guest for this week is Vincent HL. Brand new album came out last week called Weird Days. How are you doing, Vincent?
I'm good, thanks, man.
Very good, very good. And you've chosen three tracks for us for My Morning Mixtape. Any overlying themes throughout the three that you've chosen?
Nah, I don't think so.
Just like just ones that you've been listening to lately?
Sort of while I was sort of working on the album and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So, we'll start with this first one. Well, actually, what one did you want to play first?
We can start with the Beck one, I reckon. Yeah.
Those are good. Actually, I'd really like if you told us this. You were telling me a story just before, and I'd really like if you could share it with the audience as well about being backstage with Magic Factory, because that was quite a funny one.
Oh, yeah. I guess there was that ACL. Mm. Was that ACL? Yeah, when Beck
earlier
played.
This year.
Yeah, totally. And Magic Factory played, and I'm a bit of a Beck fan, especially like his earlier stuff, sort of thing. And I could hear him from the backstage area.
But you were too scared to go out because you're going to lose your table.
Yeah, we were like holding down the table, sort of thing. And yeah.
Is this track one of the older ones? I'm not too familiar with this one.
Yeah, this one is sort of the B-side of the Loser single, I think it was like sort of first big single.
The hit.
Yeah, the hit, you know, everyone knows kind of thing. Yeah. So, well, this is B-side. My friend Mike, showed it to me a while ago, and it's a cool song.
It's cool.
I like the ending of it, too.
Why do you like the ending?
It kind of has a bit of a freak out at the end sort of thing, which is cool. So,
yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We'll have a chat about some of the other tracks and what you've been up to lately right after this.
Okay, cool. Pick me up about 5:15. We stopped and got some donuts and we took a little drive. We had a can of nitrous, we rolled the windows up. Now we're breathing deeply, breathing deeply. And there's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead. Spent many years always trying to get high, smoking broken pencils and beating up kids, talking to the devil and drinking a Coke. Now we're totally rocking, totally rocking. And there's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck or what. We got a good idea, so we pulled off the road. Got some Molly Hatchet going on the stereo. I said, let's roll up the windows and let the nitrous go. Now we can't stop laughing, can't stop laughing. There's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck, or what the fuck is going on.
It's like, and I really don't think that I know what to do. There's an air in my shoe.
does have that nice transition period in the middle that takes it over until the abrupt ending that you were talking about.
Yeah.
What's this next one that you wanted to play?
It's by a band called Royal Trucks. And I don't really know much about them. I think they're from Washington, but I might be wrong. I don't know.
No idea.
Yeah, no idea.
Well, then why'd you choose it? What made you want to play it?
This is just a song that I listen to walking to work usually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just got some real jamming drums and stuff. And I like the sort of messy production of it and the guitar stuff on it. It's just a cool song.
Mm.
It's called Follow the Winner.
I am.
And it's off the album Accelerator, which I think was 98 or 99 or something like that.
Cool.
They're a really cool band.
Yeah. Have you listened to their other stuff as well?
Yeah.
How'd you pick this one out from the other albums?
I think it's sort of just a...
Just because you listen to this one when you walk and stuff?
Yeah, it sort of just got me pretty pumped to make music and do stuff, so it's kind of inspirational in that sense.
Mm. Nice. Yeah. All right.
It's cool.
You're saying that the production or whatever is pretty sloppy and you can see the sloppiness of it, but you're right, it has got that nice underlying kind of awesomeness to it, especially in the drums, like you were saying.
Yeah,
and I kind of noticed as well with the vocals is that they have the different vocal levels, the layers on that were real cool as well.
Yeah, there's some good ooze in that.
Mm. Stuff, how did you pick out this last one?
Well, Townes Van Zandt is pretty close to my heart, I guess. He's one of those guys that you either don't know about him, or
you know everything,
you know, or you get pretty obsessed.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, when I was living with in London, got me into him. It was a late night.
Where is Townes Van Zandt from?
He's originally from Texas, I think. But he spent a bit of time in Colorado and stuff.
Yeah. Well, because it's one of those names that I hear all the time, but I don't really know anything about. Right.
Yeah, he's a sort of like a semi-underground legend, I suppose. He's like sort of... Yeah, he was also kind of a... Yeah.
Just great.
Yeah, I think like dudes like Bob Dylan wanted to be him in a way, you know?
Oh, really?
Like,
cause so this is quite a bit older.
Yeah, well, this is kind of like... He was sort of around the 70s, I guess. Mm. Into the 80s and 90s kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Been around for a while.
A long time, yeah. But awesome. He's dead now.
Yeah, how did you pick this one out?
I guess this is kind of like I like sort of moody stuff, sort of dark music and stuff. And this is the last song on one of his favorite albums of mine.
Yeah. What was the name of the album, sorry?
I think it's called Delta Mama Blues.
And is this when we were talking earlier, is this the one that you were saying, it's a bit of a down buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think there's always room for that.
Yeah, totally.
So we'll give it a listen and then we'll come back and have a real quick chat.
Okay, cool.
Mama, when you leave, don't leave a thing behind. I don't want nothing, can't use nothing. Take care into the hall, and if you see my friends, tell them I'm fine, not using nothing. Almost burned out my eyes and threw my ears down to the floor. I didn't see nothing, I didn't hear nothing. I stood there like a block of stone, knowing all I had to know and nothing more. Man, that's nothing. Our troubles are locked in each other's arms, and you better pray that they never find you, 'cause your back ain't strong enough for burdens double fold. It'd crush you down, down into nothing. Being born is going blind and bowing down a thousand times to echoes strung on pure temptation. Sorrow and solitude, these are the precious things and the only words that are worth remembering.
It's a new album that came out on Friday. Does it feel great to finally have it out?
Oh, yeah, man. It really does.
It's really good. What are you up to now? What's the next step?
I got to book some more shows. And
do a bit of a tour.
Yeah, try and get around the country. I'd really like to get down to the South Island. I've been there for a while.
Yeah. I'm sure you've done a bit of touring in your day with all your other bands. And...
Yeah, done a few. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for coming up. I'm sure we'll see you around.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.